Welcome to the College Prep Genius Radio Show, where we can answer all your questions about getting college for free. Today, your host is Jean Burke, the author of College Prep Genius, The No-Brainer Way to SAT Success, and you can find her at collegeprepgenius.com. And I'm the moderator, Felice Gerwitz. Welcome.
Hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and today with me on the line is Jean Burke with College Prep Genius. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Felice.
Oh, I'm so excited today, especially because we were talking about that subject that nobody really wants to think about, and that is the new SAT. It's coming out in 2016 in the spring. I have a son who is going to be taking it. My daughter will be in college at that time, God willing. And so I know a lot of people are concerned. So today we're going to just delve in very quickly and get to some of the basics, and we will be doing some follow-up shows. If you're listening to this, we're in 2015, the end of 2015, and we'll be heading into 2016 soon, and you can expect that we will be covering this in full. I highly recommend you go to collegeprepgenius.com/podcast and subscribe to this podcast. Also, drop Jean a note and let her know how you are enjoying listening to her on the air. It's always nice to have somebody email you. I get a lot of emails, but don't always forward them to Jean. So I want to thank all of you who just hit reply to the e-zine when you see it right in front of you, and overwhelmed by emails. I know you are too, Jean. So sometimes, we don't always get to share those kinds of things. But if you go to collegeprepgenius.com and you sign up for their newsletter, you will get up-to-date information, things like when the new program is going to be available and some money off offers that they have. But let's go through with the SAT and just do an overview, Jean, of what we can expect.
Okay, great. We are going back to two sections on the SAT. Right now it's critical reading, math, and writing. And so the first section, they're actually combining reading and writing. And so it's no longer called critical reading, it's just called reading. You're going to have two long passages, 10 questions, two long passages with a graph with about 10 questions, and then there's going to be the dual passage section, and it's going to be about 65 minutes long. The writing language, which is combined with the reading score, you're going to get three passages with 11 questions each, one passage with a graph with 11 questions, and the essay, which is not factored in the score, will be optional. And then the math section will have two parts, one that there will be a calculator permitted, and that will be 55 minutes long, and then a section where there's no calculator permitted, and that will be 25 minutes long. This is kind of your overview of the new formatting.
Okay. And I know, we were talking off the air, and you were sharing with me that there are some programs out there that came out in March before the college boards even released the SATs. So just a little bit about buyer beware. Can you just share that with our audience? I know it wasn't something we were planning to talk about, but it's just something I think, for full disclosure, that we want to, really warn our listeners to be careful about what's out there.
Oh, absolutely. We actually got in the mail a program that wanted, a company that wanted me to use their stuff, and they sent me their program in March. Now, you've got to realize that the SAT College Board, the company makes the college, the SAT, didn't even release their full test until July. So to me, I was blown away the fact that some of the big name programs that are out there actually had programs out. They wanted to get a jump ahead of, oh, we've got this thing figured out. And when, obviously the company who actually makes the test hasn't even released their test yet. So be careful. I've said a million times, only use College Board questions to practice with. They use the same patterns. These other companies just want to make a bunch of money, and they don't follow the same patterns. So pretty much you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money. So stick with only actual test questions.
Yeah, that's That's very important. And, you know, we're two homeschool moms here that, you know, did homeschool our kids K through 12 and are very concerned with our listeners and letting them have the best information. So it's one of the things we try to give you is an honest response. And that's what I love about you, Jean, that if you don't know, you know, you'll say, no, it's not out yet, or, you know, we're going to really study this and get you the best we can as soon as we can. So that's why I so highly recommend your program. Okay, so the overview is good. What about some basics? Are there some things that the kids are really going to need to hone into?
Definitely. Well, the first thing to realize is that the new SAT rolls out next spring, next March. They did have the first PSAT last October with the new formatting. So students who were juniors or even younger got their first taste of what the new format is going to look like. Like we say, the full test didn't even come out to basically the 1st of July. You know, we started analyzing this test probably in August because I was traveling most of the month of July at conventions. So we started analyzing it, finalizing our question formatting and all the new information. And one of the great things is that the same strategies I've been teaching for 11 years still apply. It's still a logic test, not about the Common Core. So anybody who has my program now, obviously they can take what they've learned and use it. And there's just some new things, some new question formatting that's different. Basically, you know, it's still the same old logic test. I mean, they kind of just repackaged it.
Mm-hmm. And that's important. And, yes, my son did take the PSAT in October, and it was you know, he really didn't even say that he noticed that much of a difference at all. So, you know, that was good to know. You know, and I think part of it is being prepared because he has been using your course over the last 2 years, I believe, now, Jean. I think it's been about 2 years. And so, you know, he has become familiar, and he's 15 now. So I think it really helped him, and he's my youngest one to start, and I wish if I could go back in time, which hopefully those of you listening have younger kids and can benefit from our our experience, you know, or my experience anyway, of maybe waiting a little bit too long with some of the other ones. So, you know, this I think really helped him a lot. Okay, so, and then some of the nuts and bolts. What are some of the things, you know, again, those of you listening, I know we're going through this fairly quickly, but we will do some really intense shows on this topic coming up.
Well, first of all, the scoring goes back to 1600. Right now, it's 2400. Goes back to basically they're going to divide the math in one section and the other section will be reading and writing together. You know, up until, you know, right now, when they changed it back in 2005, they made the writing section its own section, and a lot of schools, you know, didn't necessarily even look at the writing section. Now it's not optional. Your writing portion will be looked at because it's combined in with the reading. Mm-hmm. The essay is now optional. Now, I've said a million times, even though the essay is optional, always write it because it could be not only the determining factor to get you into college, but sometimes you can even be able to skip some writing classes in college by just doing the essay. They've also, one of the biggest nuts and bolts, I think, is that there are now no penalties for guessing. You know, right now, until it changes in the spring, you know, you do get points taken off if you miss a question. That will change. Again, there's always a guessing strategy, and I always tell kids, don't ever guess. There's a way to get it right, even if you don't know the question. Timing, on the new formatting, in some sections you get maybe about 45 seconds per question. Some you get about 70 seconds. So it still comes down to about a minute per question. The news is, again, like I said a million times, every question can be answered in 30 seconds or less. Answers are going to go from 5 answer choices to 4. And basically, the formatting is going to look a lot like the ACT. Right now, we have 10 short sections on the SAT, and the ACT has 4 long sections. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen to the SAT. You are now going to have 4 sections. And again, we're talking 3 hours without the essay and 3 hours and 50 minutes with the essay. So you're going to have one section, which is your reading section. You're going to have another section, which is your writing section. And then you're going to have two more sections. One will be the math without a calculator. One will be math with a calculator. And I think probably one of the biggest changes is the equating section has been omitted. And what that is right now when you've got the 10 sections, one of those sections is basically does not count. It's an experimental section that tests the future questions. So you no longer have that. So that means all four sections on the FAQ in the future are going to count.
Yeah, and that was interesting that they had that segment on the SAT prior, and they are now removing that. So, you know, it's all interesting to me how they've calculated it all out, and you know, some of the focus is changing somewhat, but really the bottom line, Jean, is if you, you know, study the program, you know, the program you have outlined, and you put some of these, you know, skill-based, because, you know, in talking in past and previous podcasts, we've discussed how you've worked with people just even taking other types of exams, you know, like the medical exams, the MCATs or the LSATs for the legal end of it, and really testing strategies and test-taking strategies are really outlined in your course. And those can help no matter how. So really, if the kids are prepared, it doesn't matter how they're going to change it, they're still going to be have that advantage.
Well, you're right. Test taking is a skill. And it's not only going to work on your, like you said, your SATs, your PSATs, your ACTs. You can use it on the AP test, the subject test. You know, we talked about this many times, you know. Not only did we get free college with my kids, but, you know, my daughter ended up getting free grad school. She earned free grad school because the GRE is made by the College Board, and it's a logic test. My son earned a lot of school rights to law school because the LSAT is another logic test. And I have had kids who got free med school. Once you learn it, this is such a viable skill to teach your kids. Because they're not going to be able to use this not only to get into college and to get scholarship money, but they can use it beyond college. You know, they're going to be testing the rest of their lives, right. You know, not only in college, at their job or whatever. So it is so, so important to add test taking as a part of your curriculum. And, you know, the great news is we can use it as an elective, right. You know, as a homeschooler. You know, we can call it, you know, test prep, test skills, or logic skills, and it'd be counted as a grade. So you're definitely not wasting your time by any means by teaching your children these important skills.
No, and that's exactly what we did. And you know, it was wonderful that we were able to do that and also spend some time. And as you always say, Jean, you know, a lot of times kids want to go get a job, you know, to earn money for college. And this is so much of a better way to do it because you can, you know, score higher and then have that opportunity for some scholarship money. And that is always wonderful, and it's so wonderful to hear when that happens. So, you know, appreciate your time once again, and we are going to be recording more on this topic in the upcoming weeks. And I so appreciate you coming on, Jean, and sharing with us today.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, thanks so much for listening to the College Prep Genius Radio Show. You can find more episodes at collegeprepgenius.com/podcast or listen on iTunes on your favorite podcast app, on your phone, on your computer, or on the go. Remember, visit collegeprepgenius.com for more information, and we'll see you soon.